From Simon & Schuster Audio.
The Fisherman's Gift by Julia Kelly, read by Bobby Rainsbury. For Oliver, Callum and Emily. Come away, O human child, to the waters and the wild with a fairy, hand in hand, for the world's more full of weeping than you can understand. William Butler Yeats. Prologue. Scotland, 1900. Joseph knows the storm is coming. He sees the yellow glow of the halo around the moon and the ice glitter of the winter sky when he comes up from the beach, pausing every now and then to give his knees rest from their groan and creak. Later, the wind shifts, swinging from west to east and, waking in the night, he feels the beast of it crouched far out to sea, its arctic breath, its changed salt smell. He could have warned the villagers who'd forgotten how to read the signs, the low flight of the gulls, the night sky, the wind. But why should he? Let the storm take their chimneys, fright their dogs, send shirts and sheets flying like winged banshees over rooftops. After all, what had anyone done all those years before, when the storm had taken so much more from him? A squall has picked up now over the tops, where cattle huddle in the barn and sheep lean together in the field. It rushes between the houses and the shops of Copps Cross Street, and past the open window above the grocer's, where Mrs. Brown, still awake, peers down the narrow street and beyond to the black sheet of the starlit sea. She smells change on the wind and, securing the shutters, returns to her stove, scoops the dog Rab into her lap and waits. Further down the hill, in a cottage near the steps leading down to Scary Sands, Dorothy lights a lamp and places it on the ledge of an upstairs window, a light in the darkness to guide home those lost in the heave and surge of the sea. When the storm lands, there are things it steals from the little fishing village clinging to the cliffs. It takes roof tiles and sheep. It fells trees and splinters two boats against the rocks. But it brings something too. Something which Joseph will find when he goes back to check on his own boat in the watery light of the next day's dawn. A gift. Now, Dorothy. Eager to get home to fires and cooking pots, the women hurry round Mrs. Brown's.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?